Hi, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. So I finished, for me to tell from the title, I'm going to be talking about Generation. It's a new HBO Max original show, and I literally just looked up when the first episode aired, and it came out March 11th. So it's only been like almost 2 weeks, like a week, since this new show dropped. And I finished it last night. It's still going. There are new episodes every Thursday on HBO, obvi. And yeah, I recently got into it, and just now am I realizing that it hasn't even been out that long. March 11th, first episode. It dropped 3 episodes actually that night. Sorry, excuse my air refresher thing in the back. So yeah, this is a very new show, and I finished it last night. The last night's cliffhanger was, like, OMG. So let's get into it. Okay, so, like I said, it's been out since March 11th. It's on HBO. So far, there are only 5 episodes, but from what I can tell from IMDb, there's going to be a total of 8 episodes. So, what are we? 6 comes out this Thursday. So there's 3 more episodes left, which is crazy because I binged watched this and I'm like, I need to know what's happening. I need to know the ending to every storyline that's happening now. Okay. So since, you know, we're only 5 eps in, I'm going to be talking about those first 5. So if you're interested in going to binge watch this show, highly recommend, and go watch, then come back, because you already know we're gonna talk spoilers. So let's get into it. First off, let me start by saying these episodes are only 30 minutes. How awesome is that? I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, I love hour-long episodes because there's so much that can be fit in there, but I love me a quick little 30-minute episode. Yeah, honestly, this might be my new favorite show. Like, wow. Okay. So, let me read you the quick synopsis that's on here. It says, ensemble dramedy centering a group of high school students exploring their sexuality in a modern world. So, this gives me, like, big Euphoria vibes, in the fact that it's very teen-based. The main characters so far are in high school. They're dealing with high school-ish problems. All of them are, like, on the queer spectrum, more or less. So we kind of love that because traditionally, you know, when you see queer characters or characters in the LGBT community, it's like a very like, oh my God, I'm about to come out, or oh my God, I'm this, that, and nobody knows, or, you know, there's like this big thing about it. And what I have loved so far about the way that they've handled the sexuality in this show is the fact that, like, these people are just as they are. Like, there's no, like, oh my God, she's a lesbian, or like, oh my God, he's gay, or blah, blah, blah. Like, there's no big scene around it. And I kind of love that. Like, I get coming out is a huge thing. You know, you're finally, I don't want to say labeling yourself, but you're finally identifying, like, your true self. So I understand. But I feel like lately, everything is such a big deal when it should be, I guess, more normalized. So I like the idea that this is literally just some characters dealing with teen shit, and they just so happen to be on the queer spectrum. So there are some really good storylines. Okay, so let me, oh my God, I keep saying so. Can you tell I'm excited? Okay. There aren't big actor names. So the only one, there's been, I think, 2 so far that I've picked up that I've recognized from other shows or, like, other things. The first person, Justice Smith, he was in Paper Towns, and I also know him from Jurassic World, which I think is the last one that they made. He's one of the main characters. Another character, she plays a mom to one of the main characters. Her name is Martha Plimpton. She is, well, like, she goes way back. Goonies era. What I last saw her in was in a show, Younger.
She's done a lot of other stuff too. She was one of the main characters on a TV show called Raising Hope. So she's funny too. Her character is like such a, she's unaccepting, basically, spoiler, hello. But I think so far those have been the only two characters that I know. Everyone else is pretty new to me, but I love them all. So we have Chester, who is played by Justice. And we start off with him, first of all. I don't know if, maybe I haven't like paid attention that well. I don't know. I don't think he necessarily uses the word, like, I don't think he labels himself as gay, but he is definitely on Grindr, and he's definitely seeking, like, a male-loving male relationship. So I'm going to, I don't want to assume, but point is, he's interested in males. So we start off with him. He's on the water polo team. And what I also love, sidetrack real quick, what I also love about this show is the fact that it's 30 minutes, but we get to see multiple storylines from people. So like I said, we have Chester, then we're introduced to Nathan, we're introduced to Riley. I think we see Greta in the first episode too. So it definitely has like their name at the beginning and then a little like deal they're going through, and then it changes over to someone else. Excuse my dog, she's drinking water. So some of the couple of notes from the first episode were that Chester is so cute. Love him. He gives no fucks. No fucks are given. He has dress code issues. Like, what is it? I think he said this is third time for wearing this cute little crop top. And he just doesn't care. Because of this, he has to get a signature from a guidance counselor. And we're introduced to a supposedly new guidance counselor, who later on we do find out is on the also queer spectrum. Spoiler. But my first reaction was that, oh, something's gonna happen between Chester and the guidance counselor, who is named Sam. I'm just getting there's a little something about him that I'm like, oh, a little tension. I could see something happening here. One of the big things from episode one, like I said, please, if you're like any tiny bit interested in the show, please go watch, because I don't want to give like major spoilers. 30 minutes, even just watch the pilot. Anyways, so I had mentioned Nathan earlier. He is twins with, his sister's name is Naomi, and my note for this was not the twins Eskimo sisters. So what I mean by this is that Naomi has a boyfriend named Jack. And we find out near the end that homeboy Nathan is getting dick pics and, like, you know, flirty texts from her boyfriend. So we also learned from the best episode that Nathan and Jack hooked up. Yes, he slept with his sister's boyfriend. What? I was so shook. So we don't find that out until near the end of the episode one, because like I said, it jumps between different characters. So the first episode I really love again, because we see Chester's POV, and then we see Greta's POV, and then we get to see Nathan's POV, and they all intersect, and they all connect, and all end up at this party at the end of the day. And that's when we see that Nathan ends up going into a room with Jack, and he's like, I feel kind of bad about hooking up, blah, blah, blah. And he like tries to go and basically give Jack a BJ, but he ejaculates too early, and so he's like, oh no, my eye, and then he leaves, and then he's low-key trying to get with Chester, so then he meets up with him, and then that's kind of the end of the episode. My other big note about this was that, okay, a Latina queer without making it weird. So Greta is also queer. I'm not sure, I don't think they've also talked about her label, but she's very into Riley. We learned that in the first episode. And her storyline, quick backstory, is that her mom is in Mexico or Guadalajara. And so her aunt is taking care of Greta and her brother. But her aunt Anna is so chill. Like, there is no, like, who are you getting dressed up for? Is it him? No, like, somehow her aunt already knows it's for her, and there's no weirdness about it. There's full support. Like, her aunt is fully encouraging. She's like, so who is she? And Greta's like, who? And her aunt's like, the girl I'm doing your makeup for. She's like, no one, no one. And then she's like, you have to remember, you have to be confident and this and that. And I'm like, we love to see it. We love to see the support in the Hispanic community. Wow, I'm like full on so excited. Okay, I need to chill. Okay. So in the second episode, this actually might be, okay, so besides loving Chester, this whole other storyline that's happening with another character named Delilah is giving me so many laughs. So let me tell you a quick thing. So basically, homegirl was pregnant, but she didn't know she was pregnant. So we see quick bits at the very beginning of, like, almost every episode so far that she's giving birth in the bathroom at a mall. Yes, a whole mall that's right in the middle in front of Chipotle and some other, like, fast food. And she's screaming her head off. Her friend goes to the grocery store and is trying to get her all these things that she thinks a baby needs. Another friend brings in a tiny, like, blow-up pool so she can give birth in the bathroom. And it is so funny. And that might be the best one because she's literally giving birth in the bathroom. Like, it's, you have to watch it. So I have a note on that. The second episode very much focused on a lockdown and forever the girls are bonding. I'm here for it. Oh, okay, so my one note was that Greta and Riley sort of bonded during this episode. Like I said, they were in a lockdown, so it's Riley, Nathan, Greta, Chester, another character named Ariana, and the new guidance counselor, Sam. There are also some other side characters, but they're not really important. The girls bond. And then this is also when Naomi finds out that her brother was getting dick pics from her boyfriend because she somehow convinces her boyfriend to come. She's locked in a bathroom by herself, so she convinces her boyfriend to come to the bathroom that she's in, and she is, like, so prepared to give him a BJ. She, like, pulls down his pants and then sees a birthmark. She's like, is that a birthmark? Well, she had caught her brother receiving dick pics and she filmed it. So this is how she knew about the birthmark on this rando person and how she connected the dots. And that's how the episode ends, is her finding out that her brother and her boyfriend are exchanging some very naughty things. Episode 3 again starts off with still happening birth at the mall is happening. I mentioned the aunt, Aunt Anna, Greta. She's so chill and supportive. I can't remember exactly what happens here, but I think Greta ends up going to hang out with Riley and Chester, and the aunt's like, remember, be confident, dress how you want to be seen, and like this and that. And just, again, just so supportive. Love her. No judgment. That was, like, the best thing, too. Because at one point, Riley and Chester come back, I think, there. I think this is in the last episode. Okay, so I'm skipping ahead. Sorry. They end up getting high in an aquarium. And then, oh, my God. Riley ends up giving, like, a whole hand job to the guy who let them into the aquarium. So that was, like, weird. Because it's like, Riley, what are you doing? Knowing Greta kind of simping for you. But to each his own. One of the major big things that happens in this third episode also is the fact that, so Nathan and Naomi are still in very, like, high tension. They're, you know, they're catfighting. They're not really talking. And Nathan ends up getting high and spilling the beans about having hooked up with Jack at his sister's wedding reception. And so it's like a whole family thing. He ends up jumping off the boat. Chester jumps in after him because remember, he's on the water polo team, so he knows how to swim. And the mom is like completely ignoring the fact that he came out as bi and the whole sister mishap. And then, of course, the older sister whose wedding is happening, she's like, why do you always find it to ruin? Blah, blah, blah. Which is so funny because the sister is also from Younger. So we have two characters from Younger. I forgot. She's a side character, not really like a main. But the fact that there are two characters from that show, Younger, on the show, coinky dink. Episode 4. My note was, girl really giving birth at mall. Oh my god. So I think this one, she's pushing. And this is when, like, her friends are showing up with all the stuff, etc. There's more weird tension between Chester and Sam. Sam is kind of like, Chester, I want you to come see me. Let's talk. So he's really trying to connect with Chester as, like, a guidance counselor. You know, very teen, what are your issues, blah, blah. But there's just weird tension because, like, Chester is flirting. I know what he be doing. And then what do we have? Like I said, Nathan's mom is just not having it with the fact that he is bi. She's completely ignoring that whole outing. And then I'm pretty sure at the end of this episode, the twins make up. And we're left off with Jack sending both of them the exact same shirtless pic. And I said, this Jack fellow really trying to get the twins. And then they laugh, and then that cuts the episode, so... We don't really know where that happens. I don't think we have, I don't think episode 5 covered that, but this Jack fellow, I don't know what his label is either, but he is really trying to go for these siblings. Episode 5, this is where I learned the new episodes are every Thursday, so if you're thinking about catching on, you have 5 episodes to catch up on, and then you'll have the 6 for this week. Definitely hop on, like I said, only 30 minutes. Okay, episode 5. Delilah really, which is the girl in the bathroom, she really had a child in the mall. Oh my god. They end up wheeling her out on, like, a Target cart with the baby. They're running through, making sure no one stops them. And she's just holding the baby in the cart. Like, she really gave birth in the mall. They're just, oh my god. I hope they expand on that and all this other stuff. And, yeah, she didn't know about it. And no one else either. She just... I think Ariana was the only friend who commented. She's like, I did notice you get a little thick. And then Delilah was like, why didn't you say anything? And then she was like, well, the tits were okay. So who knows what was happening there. A thing I picked up from this episode too was the fact that Chester changes his hair color a lot. So I believe in the last step before this, he had it purple. And in this episode, he had it pink. Love to see it. Besides that, I think he had orange on, like, the very first episode, and then the other ones might have just been neutral, like a blonde. I'm not sure, but I definitely love the fact that there's, like, this color pop in every episode. Oh my god, this is where shit started getting good, okay? This episode, if you don't watch anything, maybe watch this one. But Sam, the guidance counselor, we find out is on Grindr, okay? Riley and Chester are hanging out. She's swifting through his Grindr, swiping, because they don't have school that day. And Sam comes up. Well, Chester has a Grindr, but he doesn't have a face pic, just a picture of his abs. So he, like, favors him or stars him or whatever, and then starts messaging. And it took me probably 3 scenes to realize that this man, this guidance counselor, is messaging Chester, but he doesn't know it's Chester. And I'm like, oh my god, this is going to end so bad. This is going to be so weird. But Chester playing with fire right now. He's playing with fire. I want to see how that plays out. Besides that, like I said, the teens didn't have school. So Chester, Greta, and Riley are hanging out. They're such a little cute trio. I wrote in all caps, I forgot Chester doesn't have his face, so Sam doesn't know it's him. I am completely shook by this new... added issue to the storyline. And if I'm not mistaken, the episode ends with Sam sending Chester a shirtless pic, like face included, because I said he sent a photo, oh my god, in all caps. So yeah, that's gonna be major damage when Sam finds out, because he's definitely been super cautious with things that he says to Chester and his actions. Like, he wants to be there as a guidance counselor and just like an adult who understands him and stuff. But yeah, oh my god, oh my god, he's not gonna know. Oh my god, he'll probably lose his job. I don't know, there's a lot of things happening here. But yeah, love Chester, love the Delilah storyline, because she's just living her life. She's like this huge yes rights to everything. She's like super feminist. And she speaks her mind. She's outspoken. And out of everybody, she ends up having a whole baby in a mall, thinking she was just getting her period. So it'll be funny what is to come on the next episodes. I'm genuinely so impressed with this show. I only started it because I had seen the mall birth part on TikTok, and people were like, why is she running like that? And she's really buying, like, solid foods for a newborn baby. Like, I had no idea what was going on. And someone said, oh yeah, that's Generation on HBO. And I was like, all right, let's note it. And so I started it the other day, and here we are 5 episodes later, and I'm now hooked on this new HBO original. I'm just so sad to learn that there's only 8 episodes. I feel like there should be 10, especially because it's only 30 minutes. That's like 4 hours, really. But to each his own. I haven't really looked into it more, like if it's renewed for a second season already. But yeah, it's so good. I highly recommend if you're into, like, look, if you liked Euphoria, Euphoria was very heavy, I think, in a lot of stuff. Yeah, it was a really heavy, I mean, given Zendaya's character, but, so this is Euphoria vibes in the fact that it's teen issue-y related, but so far, it's not, the storylines aren't heavy. So yeah, if you liked Euphoria, I feel like you would be into Generation, or maybe not, I don't know, but definitely check it out, highly recommend, and wow, that's kind of it. What else was I gonna mention about this? Not a lot. Yeah, it just came out, new episodes, catch it on HBO, we said that. Alright, so definitely, I haven't mentioned this in a minute, but if you read my info about the episodes, you can follow me on Twitter at Mulder, it's me, M-O-L-D-E-R. I should probably change my handle, because it's very X-Files related. Which, oh my god, there are so many, like, not pop references, like, obviously because it's very modern, but Anna, Greta's aunt, is like, yeah, you guys need to come back so we can watch X-Files. And Chester's like, the TV show? She's like, yeah, that show rocks. It's genius, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my god. I was like, I swear to god, an X-Files reference follows me everywhere. It never rests. Loves to remind me that I was a huge fan of this show. And yeah, so that was a great drop. Made me laugh. But okay, I will stop blabbering. Check it out. And thank you so much for listening. There's been such an increase, by the way. So if you've been listening to my podcast on the regular, or if you're new, please know that I appreciate you and I love you so much. And I will see you guys next week.